Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Tuesday, August 2nd. Last Thursday, San Francisco declared a state of emergency with cases of monkeypox on the rise. New York followed suit over the weekend. Then yesterday, the state of California followed with its own state of emergency declaration, with monkeypox cases surging in other population hubs like Los Angeles. In a KCBS Radio exclusive, our own Kathy Novak spoke with a man suffering with an active monkeypox infection. David Norman is a 30-something HR director for a local real estate company. And as a gay man, David belongs to the community which the monkeypox virus is running roughshod. Gay and bisexual men, and men who have sex with men, are most at risk. A little chronology and context before we hear from David. Back on Friday, July 22nd, David had cold symptoms, but no bumps or skin irritation. He called his doctor just to be safe, to see if he could get tested for monkeypox. The doc said, "Don't worry about it." 3 days later, things were much worse. David had developed bumps. He went to get tested. 4 days later, Friday, is when David and Kathy first spoke in the interview you're about to hear. But by this time, David's miserable. He's clearly got monkeypox. Friday was also the day after San Francisco declared the state of emergency. And it turns out something else happened Thursday, the day before David and Kathy spoke for the first time. David's monkeypox test came back positive. But he wouldn't learn about this and get these results until, wait for it, today, Tuesday, August 2nd. According to his healthcare provider, there was a backlog disseminating test results. We'll come back to this unbelievable and frankly deplorable part of David's story in just a bit. But now, my colleague Kathy Novak's conversation with David Norman, and in his own words, what it's like suffering with the misery of monkeypox.
I mean, it's been pretty awful, to be honest. Between the symptoms, which are really horrific, which I'll circle back to in a second, and the lack of clear guidance from anyone. My primary care doctor has not been super helpful. I don't think a lot of the information online is super helpful from the CDC or different government websites. I mean, to be very honest, and it's been kind of, I mean, it's been frustrating, but it's also kind of beautiful because I found this like community, but everything that's been helpful for me has been crowdsourced through Instagram, which is also how we're talking, because I was introduced to a group of like-minded people who are going through similar frustrations. But I think that that is insane that in America, you have to crowdsource support and ideas for how to treat a serious worldwide virus.
And that's not the first that I've heard of it. Even in the Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Mandelman was saying there's more information being shared on gay Twitter than there is from the Department of Public Health.
And it's really painful. And like, I've already had strong opinions about American healthcare, and this has just really fired me up. I mean, when I first like noticed bumps and stuff, like I was embarrassed and ashamed, and I could never imagine myself talking to anyone like you. But throughout the week, I've been sharing my story on Instagram and everything that's been helping me, because it's helpful. That's how I am in a better place today. That's how I'm managing the situation. And so if I can pay it forward and help other people, I am happy to do that.
Well, I certainly appreciate your talking to me. And there are a few pieces to this, so I might start with where you started. Can you talk me through what that process was like for you, from noticing the bumps and then the steps that you went through to try to get help and information?
Yeah, so I kind of had a fever and some chills on Friday, like when I went to bed. And I emailed my doctor, and basically I emailed him and I was concerned. I was like, look, I have a fever and chills, and should I come in and get tested for anything? And, you know, I didn't have any bumps at the time. And the only way they can test for monkeypox is if there's like an active lesion. And he responded and everything and just basically said, there's a lot of viruses going around right now. I wouldn't worry about it unless you see bumps. And then I just didn't really feel right all weekend. Like my glands were swollen, especially my glands in my groin. I think that is probably a really telling sign. And then it wasn't until really Monday though, that I woke up and actually had visible bumps, at which point I obviously went to the doctor and got tested. So that's a nice fact to call out, is that I got tested on Monday and I still don't have my test result back. I mean, I'm obviously positive and I'm being treated, but I still don't have my test result back. So like, if I wasn't in so much pain, in theory, I could be out there like partying and spreading this around. And that's just crazy to me.
I'm sorry, you're in so much pain. What is the pain like?
It's really that I have a lot of them on my butt and like right near the area, and there's a lot of them. And so I'm not normally able to sit. Like, I haven't been able to sit all week. And like, so I'm a workaholic, very classic American workaholic. And I physically haven't been able to work most of the week. I had to cancel most of my calls, like, cause I can't sit. I can barely walk. I mean, right now I'm in a good spot, but, and that sounds like a joke, but like, you should see me when I walk. Like, I can't stand up straight. Like, I'm kind of like hobbling because it just feels, I don't even know how to explain it. It just feels like my butt is suddenly like the center of my body. I can feel every heartbeat, every pulse, like everything is just so sensitive and sore down there. And every time I go to the bathroom, it's excruciating. Like I bite a towel and like scream, like it's really bad. And then I have to take like a sitz bath with Epsom salt, like right after I go to the bathroom every time. And so like, it's like 5 o'clock today. I've already taken 4 of those baths today. Cause it's really painful. And like, you can't, it's like, I've been having a really hard time sleeping. It's just impossible to get comfortable. I would say the excruciating pain definitely ebbs and flows. Like right now I'm pretty okay. But when it's bad, it's like really, really bad. And like, I've had, just for comparison, I've had multiple adult hernia surgeries. I would rather have like 5 back-to-back hernia surgeries than go through this. Like, it's that painful. But I'm hoping now that I got on the TPOXX treatment starting yesterday. So I think that that's helping, and I hope that that will help me recover more quickly.
I am so sorry. That sounds absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, it's really terrible. It's like, shame on me, because when I was watching these Instagram videos of these guys and like hearing these stories before I got it, I kind of thought they were being dramatic. And like I said, I have a high pain tolerance. So I was like, whatever. And then I got it and I was like, oh, I understand. And so like, I do regret some of the decisions I've made over the past few weeks. I wish I would have been more careful. And I think that people should really take this seriously and weigh it into their weekend plans and really, really think about the risks they want to take. To go out and have fun.
And do you think if more people knew that, if there was more understanding of how horrendous it is at a personal level for if you catch it?
Well, I don't, on a personal level, like I can tell you that sharing my journey and some pictures of, I mean, I'm not sharing certain pictures, but sharing my journey on Instagram, a lot of people have reached out to me saying like, thank you. Like I'm going to change my weekend plan. So like that's inspiring. I do think the more info that's out there, the more real pain that people can see, the more it will help discourage. I mean, I won't do it, but if I could post a picture of my ass on Instagram, I think it would change a lot of people's minds. So.
Right. And then, so we got as far as, you know, you haven't gotten your test results back yet. You're being treated anyway. You're at home, you're off work. Did you at any point try to get a vaccine?
Yes. I mean, for the past several weeks, it's been on my mind. I've been like keeping up with where they're at, when they're out. Like there's been several days where I've almost gone to get in line, and I'm not making excuses for myself. Like I should have made this a bigger priority, but I was planning to do it this week. I was going to go get in line. And again, I'm not making excuses. I made the choices I made, but if getting the vaccine didn't require waiting in line at San Francisco General for 4 to 5 hours, like I know that's not everyone's case, but like, who has time for that? Like, I don't see, this is America. I don't understand why this has to be such a time consuming thing? And like, why didn't we do this sooner when the World Health Organization was saying, hey, like, there's a problem coming? Like, why? It feels especially like on the nose when we're still living through COVID, and it feels like we've learned like absolutely nothing. So yes, I was planning to get the vaccine. Everyone should absolutely get the vaccine. I mean, I know that they just posted that there's a bunch more being delivered next week, but I don't see why it's all happening so slowly. It doesn't make sense. Like, it just feels like the spread of this and the rate of the spread was very preventable.
And a lot of people have suggested that because it's in the community of men who have sex with men, that it's been more ignored than it otherwise might have been. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. And then, I mean, unfortunately, what's going to happen is, I mean, it's not going to just be in the gay community. Kids are starting to be impacted. You know, straight people are going to be impacted, and then they're just going to blame it on us. And it's just going to stigmatize the community even more. And that's really unfortunate that we're still doing those things in 2022.
Are you encouraged by any of the progress that has been made so far?
Yeah, it's definitely the things we need to do to reduce some of the red tape, to get vaccines better distributed, to get tests better distributed, to get this treatment better distributed. So that it's definitely a step in the right direction. It's just like, it all should have happened so much sooner. And so, I don't know. I think a lot of people are just getting frustrated with like everything. You know, this country, we say we're the best and we're the best at everything, but like, we're really not. And it just feels like everything we're doing is very reactionary when there could have been a lot more preventive work months ago. Again, like when the World Health Organization was flagging this. Like, I think the frustrating thing is that we have these global organizations that are tasked with this exact thing, keeping the public aware of issues like this. And then it just feels like we kind of choose to ignore them.
While we are discussing just on the topic of your personal health information anyway, if you don't mind me asking, have you had COVID through all of this?
I had the original COVID like a month before the vaccines came out. But again, like that was also, I can't put blame on anyone else. I was very good throughout COVID, very strict, followed a lot of the rules. I was very careful. And then as vaccines started rolling out and summer was coming, I just started to let down my guard. I went to some places I probably shouldn't have, and I got it. And it was really bad. I had to go to the ER several times. I got an abscess infection in my throat that I almost had to have surgery on. So I was sick. I was sick for like over a month. It was really unpleasant. But the pain of that was like nothing compared to this.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. I am very grateful you're sharing this and being so open, but I'm so sorry you have to.
Well, thank you. It's okay. I hope that the sharing of these stories will help lead to meaningful change. I hope that our elected government officials can start taking these things more seriously. Because obviously, I mean, the state of the world, it's pretty clear at this point that we're just going to keep seeing crazy things. And like, we should learn and evolve and get better at handling them. Like that's how things work. So I hope that storytelling will help add to that.
Kathy spoke again with David today via email about the test results he received today, test results that were available from the lab as long ago as last Thursday. Here's a quote from David. After a few impassioned emails to my provider, I just got it back today and was told that it was actually available last Thursday, but that their team was behind in follow-up. I've been very vocal with them about how frustrating this has been. Unacceptable. End quote. We'd love to be part of your daily routine. You can subscribe to the Bay Current Podcast on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And we thank you for listening. That's it for today's Bay Current. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.